The recent deadly flooding in Texas has put a spotlight on Neil Jacobs, the man President Donald Trump has picked to head the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. While Jacobs was not questioned about the controversy over the disaster, he did face questions over Trump administration policies, like Trump's recent cuts to the National Weather Service, a key part of NOAA. Democratic Senator Edward Markey of Massachusetts asked Jacobs about the president's proposed funding cuts for NOAA.
Dr. Jacobs, the Trump administration wants to cut NOAA's budget by 27%. No climate, weather, sea grant, ocean labs, or many other programs exempted. Dr. Jacobs, yes or no, do you support these cuts?
Yes, I support the president's budget.
Jacobs said essential mission functions will continue despite the cuts, but Markey disagrees.
27% cut is going to have an impact because there's a definite ripple effect that occurs when that kind of funding is slashed, because of weather readiness without funding is an hallucination.
The ranking Democrat on the committee, Maria Cantwell of Oregon, questioned how NOAA could continue its scientific work without the people to do the work.
So while the administration seeks to slash NOAA's budget, it has also taken a sledgehammer to its workforce. Since the start of the year, NOAA's workforce has been gutted by 2,000 employees. The agency currently has over 3,000 vacant positions, most of which cannot be filled due to the hiring freeze.
Apparently, that hiring freeze has been lifted, though the vacant positions have not yet been listed for hiring. Jacobs says he's committed to building back staff.
It's not a very quick process, but it's my understanding that the National Weather Service has direct hiring authority, which could expedite that, and also the potential to relocate people. So if confirmed, like I said, getting these offices staffed up will be a top priority.
While Jacobs says he supports Trump's budget plan, he does differ with the president on another issue, climate change, another area where NOAA's scientific work plays a key role. Senator Andy Kim, a Democrat from New Jersey, questioned Jacobs about that.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of natural signals that are mixed in there, too. And so in the absence of any natural signals that might dominate that, yes, sir, there's human influences certainly there.
So you see human influence being part of the concern when it comes to climate change, when it comes to extreme weather?
Yes, there's influence.
Yeah, I think it's important for us to just be able to think that through, because as we're trying to assess predictions and trying to do forecasts, it's important to understand causality. And so we're trying to understand what is causing the warming of ocean temperatures that affect hurricane strength and other aspects of that.
Jacobs is not a newcomer to NOAA. He served as acting administrator during Trump's first term, where he got involved in the Sharpiegate controversy. That's when Trump displayed a NOAA hurricane prediction map with a change drawn in Sharpie, and Jacobs later backed Trump's change. It was not correct, and an investigation found Jacobs violated the agency's scientific integrity policy. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.